Welcome to the Just Music Podcast. I'm your host, Jalen.
I'm your other host, Marco.
And this is episode 91. Is that right?
Dude, I think you might be right.
I think so. But no. So, this episode, we're just going to do a recap of our three-year anniversary showcase that happened last Saturday, September 9th. Big shout-out to the Young Flylord Studios, and big shout-out to the guest performances we had. Big shout-out to the merch vendors that we've had. So shout-out to Akil, Tiana, everybody with Young Flylord Studios. Shout-out to Garth Cooks, Chris, who DJed for us. Also, shout out to Ivory Keys, Jordan. Shout out to Ashton Larry, who played in my set. And shout out to Hassan with Trilopia and Bryce with No Scrub Club. Really appreciate you all. And shout out to everybody who was in attendance. Y'all, we really appreciate y'all for supporting us and coming out to the event.
Yeah, we do.
Sure, you wanted to add.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you again to the Young Flylords, specifically Akil, for hosting us. I really liked this event, and I also want to give a huge shout out to Garth Cooks, also known as Chris Deitch, his government name, because that was actually his first time ever performing for people. So.
Yeah,
I thought he did a really good job because it was so funny. He was texting me like the week of, and he's like, "Yo, can I come practice?" And I was like, "Yeah, of course." And he was sending me a bunch of recordings on the set that he was going to play. And he's like, "I just want to make sure that this is what you want and everything like that, and let me tweak it this way and that way." And you know, so I really appreciate that he was trying to make sure that he wanted to fit the vibe, which he did a great job of. Because let me tell you, I mean, playing your first ever DJ set in front of people, not only are you playing music that you're not normally playing, but to play it on a whole different advanced board for your first time, all on USBs, it can be overwhelming. And he did a great job doing that. And we definitely want to bring him back for more events that we host, and you know, just keep up the good work. So definitely give him a follow on Instagram at Garth Cooks, because he did a great job. And also the other performers, Ivory Keys, and Ashton. Man, this dude Ashton just came in like a superhero and then played your set, and then he had to go to what, Henry's afterwards, right?
Yeah, he had another gig. Yeah.
Yeah, the back-to-back gig life, man, it's not easy. But overall, it was such a great time. And we had a nice little turnout of our close friends and supporters, which I really appreciated, versus just having it be this huge party with a bunch of randos eating our damn Publix cake, which, shout out to Publix, that was some good-ass cake.
Yeah, that was good cake.
Yeah, it was so good. And also the vendors there, No Scrub Club and Trilopia, and really everyone else that was in attendance there. It was just a nice setting. And yeah, 3 years. What a time. It's been really exciting. And I just can't believe that it's been 3 years since we started this wild, crazy journey.
Good. It's fun.
Yeah. It's wild.
It's really crazy, man. Man, since 2020. Yeah, I remember you came to me and you was like, "Hey, like, you ever thought about like starting a podcast?" I was like, no. Like, how do you start that?" And here we are, 3 years later, where we've had like four events now, right?
Just this year, right?
Yeah. So we've done five events in total so far.
Damn. Wow.
Five events in total, 3,600 downloads, making money off the podcast now.
Finally.
Yeah. Got merchandise, solid following on Instagram that's continuing to grow. It's really nice to see. I guess, what has been your favorite? What's been your favorite episode so far that we've done?
Oh, wow. You know, that's a tough one. I would say I love just interviewing all sorts of people that we've had come on. And just one thing I've really learned to appreciate is just listening to everyone's story that's come on and told them about their musical journey. And I've just enjoyed having people be so open and telling us and the listeners just kind of how they got into it. And overall, just being a platform for up-and-coming artists and really just independent artists in general. So I've enjoyed a lot of the interviews that we've done. You know, some of my favorites, I guess, were, you know, like with shout out to ALX, that one was a fun one, and with Kayshawn and Hi Ed and Jambox, like a lot of my DJ friends, but also like, you know, King Cutler and Good Trouble and Mike Lye. Like, we just interviewed so many eclectic people that it's been so much fun. But I've also enjoyed just the conversations with you and I rambling and babbling on about nonsense for hours. but I think in terms of like my favorite episode in general, I really liked doing, and this is like one of our very first episodes, it was when we were talking about rock and roll music and just talking about bands and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Cause that's still our most popular episode. So I think we have to do a part two.
Yeah. I think that episode specifically has like almost 500 downloads. It has 479 downloads.
Yeah, I guess people like listening to us talk about rock music, but and I think those have been kind of like my favorite top. Like, I've enjoyed everything that we've done, but in terms of like one episode, I really enjoyed that specific one, which is I think episode 3. So if you guys want to go back and take a listen to that, I should take a listen back and see some of the weird takes that I've said on that one. But what about yourself?
Yeah, just like you, man. I really enjoyed doing the interviews, because when we started the podcast, at first it was just you and me, just, you know, talking about music and reviewing albums and, you know, giving our perspective and all that. But then we made the decision to do more interviews because we wanted to expand and do more collaborations. So, excuse me, as far as interviews, man, there's so many. I enjoyed all of them just like you, but really enjoyed the interview we had with Harlem. That's also one of our most popular episodes. Also the interview we did with Kayshawn. Also Macy Crawford. Zandrina Dunning, really enjoyed that one too. Also the interview that I did with LaFay, I really enjoyed that one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And how many was that? So LaFay, Zandrina, Macy, Kayshawn, Harlem. That's 5. So yeah, I mean, there's so many more, but like I really, really enjoyed those in particular. the one with Dollar Menu was very funny.
Oh my gosh, how did I forget about that one? Gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was so funny.
The one with Meggie from Disco TP was also good. Really enjoyed that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've just had so many different
people. We've had so many people on. Like, I had to... I'm scrolling through my phone right now, and I'm like, oh, yeah, we did have them on. Like, we've had... Like, even Darius from Good Trouble. Like, I enjoyed that one, too, so...
Yeah.
But, yeah, but as for just episodes with you and I enjoyed the rock and roll, but I also enjoyed the Savage Mode 2 one that we did. That was like...
That was the second episode.
Our second episode. We talked about Savage Mode 2 by 21 Savage and Metro Boomin. And then we also talked about... I think we also just talked about new music that came out during that time, like Bryson Tiller...
We talked about a lot of new music then.
Also enjoyed that episode we did where we talked about the Grammys. It was like episode 5. Right.
We're talking about how whack they were.
Yeah, because they snubbed The Weeknd. They snubbed a lot of artists that year.
They really did. Yeah.
And
crazy.
Also enjoyed I enjoyed the episode where we we talked about CLB, Certified Lover Boy by Drake. That was a good one.
Yeah, I remember that one too.
And
these are all really good.
The music conspiracies, the deals with the devil. That we did. I was like,
two. Oh, yeah.
And last but certainly not least, the Adele episode where we talked about.
The Adele album.
Yeah, 30. That's another one of our. That's our second most popular episode. It has like 180 downloads. So that one was really cool too. And the episode where we talked about Silk Sonic. Also enjoyed that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Definitely. I think we got to start. You know what would be really funny? I think maybe what we should do, kind of maybe starting next year, what we can do is if there's like a new album from like a big artist, like a Drake or like a Weeknd or, you know, any of those really big artists, I think we should do what Anthony Fantano does and do like a live listen and live reaction. I feel like that could be really funny. You know what I mean? Like you and I both getting together and listening to the album for the first time together. You know what I mean?
I mean,
you know, that'd be kind of funny.
Drake is about to drop an album soon.
Yeah, that's true. But do you think it's really going to release on the 22nd?
I mean, I think so, but I mean, you never know with him.
Yeah, I don't know. Drake's the type of dude to be like, oopsie, I pulled a fast one on you. Silly goose.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think these are things that we could look at doing again. Like, I feel like we should definitely get back into reviewing music projects again.
Yes. Same.
Because we've just been so busy just with our our catalog of interviews that we're booked up for. It's crazy because like I'll have friends and people I know be like, yeah, can I come on your podcast? And I'm like, let me just check the schedule and check with Jalen first, and then
yeah.
I'm late December, you know, will you be available then? And it's just like, it's just crazy because now we're having people come and reaching out to us and versus when we were reaching out to people in the beginning. It's just really cool to see the progression that you and I have gone through for the last 3 years.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's just been quite a journey and, you know, if anything I've learned is consistency is key with anything. So you just gotta be consistent with what it is that you're doing, whatever your passion is, and you'll see the results coming in for sure.
Exactly. Yeah. Like I think we are booked up through the rest of this year. Like I think we only have like one or two spots open the rest of this year. Yeah.
Crazy, dude.
Granted, that doesn't mean everybody that's currently booked will actually show up, because you know we've run into that too. People not showing up to the podcast, and like it's like, hey, bro, the guest is not coming. So like, you want to just get on and like we just find something to talk about, or just skip this week? So yeah, so it's really cool. Like we don't even have to reach out to people anymore; they just find us. Like,
right.
And speaking of events, I guess out of all the events that we've done, from the Tiny Desk to the Boiler Rooms to the Just Music Fest, recently the Showcase, what has been your favorite event? And if you say a Boiler Room, you got to say which one, because we've done two.
Yeah, I mean, like I loved all the events that we've done because they're all just so different from the last event. You know, I mean, they're all just different and unique in their own ways. I mean, obviously, like I would say the Boiler Room probably be my favorite one. Like the first one we did, that was just really cool. Just bringing all sorts of different DJs together.
Yeah.
And, really just, you know, promoting the house music scene in Charleston and just really elevating that. And just building up our brand, you know, cause it's, I had some people thinking that the whole thing was about me doing my own thing. And it's just like, no, absolutely not. It's about the podcast and just elevating our brand and, you know, elevating other artists in the scene and DJs. So, but you know, I really enjoyed that. It was fun, cause you know, I got to DJ with some really cool guys, and you know, and the fact that we're able to continue doing that is just really cool. But I also really liked the last Tiny Desk too that we did at Katie and Rochella's place.
Yeah, shout out to Katie, Rochella, and Rave Salon.
Yeah, that was so much fun. And it was cool seeing you sing. Like, we gotta do an event where it's just you and your band just playing the entire time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because fast forward to last Saturday, man, Jalen just laid on the Riz. He was a professor of Rizonomics. Because he started singing some The Weeknd, right? And what songs did you sing?
So, yeah, I did sing The Weeknd. I did like a mashup of the song that I put out a few years ago, Losing Grip, and like The Weeknd, I Feel It Coming. And then the second...
Oh, you did a live mashup, dude. I didn't even realize that. Wow.
Yeah. And then the second song was Superstar by Usher. Yeah.
Dude, you were hitting those high notes so hard. It was like in Coming to America, the Soul Glow ad. Let your soul glow. And like, I can't even go that high. But this man, this dude, Jalen, literally just was like, come here, little pretty girl in the crowd. And then like he pulled her aside and he was just saying, like, had his arm around her. And he's just like singing into the mic into her. And
had to serenade, man, had to put on a show.
Exactly. And you were just cracking jokes up ahead of time. And yeah, you had a very good stage presence, which I've noticed, because like, when I first met you, you were like this shy kind of person, but now you're just like, on the stage at least, you're just very, very outgoing and you're comfortable up there, you know?
Yeah.
So you have a good charisma and a good charm, and it's quite funny, honestly. So
thank you.
Yeah, that was definitely one of my favorite performances from the events that we've done. So that's why I think it'd be really cool if we could just do an event where it's your band singing cover songs, but then also you doing your own stuff too. So
yeah, man, I gotta put out more music. More music coming. But Yes. I mean, to follow off of you, my favorite events, I'm with you. The first Boiler Room and the Just Music Fest or Just Music Tiny Desk 2, that whatever, whichever you want to call it. Those were my favorites. Those were my favorites. The Just Music Fest, because, excuse me, that was like our second event in what, a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
To see the growth in our platform, our fan base, the people who support us between then and the Tiny Desk was really cool to see. On top of that, we thought the Just Music Fest was just gonna be like, not a flop, but like we was just like concerned, because the week of, like, we promoted the event like a month and a half in advance, and then it wasn't until like 2 days before the event that people started buying tickets. And like, so many people bought tickets at the door. We was like, bro, we're not gonna make any money off this event. Like, no one's gonna show up. Like, it's gonna be crazy. And I had to, like, I remember telling in the group chat, hey, like, people are gonna show up, like, it's gonna be fine. And then like, we pretty much sold out the event. Like, that was very, very fun. And then I really enjoyed your performance that night. Cause you pulled out some mashups, some mixes that I've never heard you do. Like that Genuine Pony remix. I think that's one of my favorites from you. That's one of my favorite mashups that you've done.
It's on my Instagram at @MillyMarco_DJ. But yes, I made a reel of it.
Yeah.
Cause I've really enjoyed it so far.
And then we got a lot of great pictures that night. And also just seeing like Rave Salon perform, K Rich, Macy Farber, Kayshawn, and myself. Like, that was like my first performance where I was singing. I think that was my very first one.
Was it really?
I think so, man. My first performance where I'm singing. Cause I mean, I've done a bunch of gigs where I'm playing an instrument, but singing, I think that was the first one. And like, what better way to do it than do it at my own event?
Hell yeah. So, hell yeah, dude.
Yeah. And we had merch vendors for that event. So that was cool too. Like, it was just a vibe. Like, it was a really cool vibe, really cool experience. And then the Boiler Room, like our first Boiler Room, that one was special too, because like, that was our first event at like a venue, like a real like,
yeah, not like someone's house, yeah,
like someone's house. And that was special because we had so many people come out. We also sold a lot of t-shirts. Like, we sold like a lot, because like the merch thing was something that we've been fighting for a while, and like trying to like come up with a cool t-shirt design and getting people to buy it. And then seeing all the DJs that perform, like you, Zay, or Isaiah, shout out to DJ Zay, Hi Ed, Dougie Ellis, Jerry Feels Good, and Tommy Tangi, who was on trumpet that night. That was just a really cool, and I feel like that event, that's like gonna be, I mean, or gonna be, it is pretty much, like the Boiler Room is a signature event for the podcast, you know? Like, I feel like when people think of Just Music, they're going to think of the Boiler Room and the podcast and like other events that we do. But yeah, that was really, really cool. I really enjoyed that one.
Yeah, it was cool seeing you vibing out to all sorts of house music, because that's just not your wheelhouse. Right. But yeah, so like, and that's like what my whole idea was behind it, was just to like elevate that, you know, because like, I know I listen to a lot of house music, you don't listen to it as much, and so like, just kind of like expanding it, you know, like that's what our whole goal was with that event, and you know, just getting our name and brand out there. So exactly. Yeah, I agree, but we have some more events that we have planned. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not done. We got a lot of work to do. We got a lot to get done.
I know, it's crazy, dude. It is. So, but yeah, man, it's and we're not going anywhere. we're not leaving.
I'm not freaking leaving.
Yeah, literally. So, and I think, going forward, I definitely want to do more collaborative events too with other kind of like musicians or music, like not like, cause I mean, I think we're like really the only like music podcast in town right now, but in terms of like other music promoters and event planners and stuff like that, doing more collab events, I think would be really cool and just help get our name out there. But, yeah, I mean, it's been so much fun. I've enjoyed it. And there's no one else I would rather do this with than you, Jalen.
Hell yeah, man. I feel the same way. I was telling somebody this, but I was like, yeah, man, there's not really anybody else I can do this podcast with. I mean, I told you that. I mean, like, I think, like, the chemistry that you and I have on the pod, like, it's just too unique and it's just too genuine. Like, it would be very hard to try and recreate that somewhere else. Kind of like Stephen A. Smith and Skip Bayless when they were on First Take together. Or like, Shannon.
Yeah.
What's another?
Yeah.
Duo? Like, Kanye and Jay-Z. I don't know, something.
So you're the level-headed, you know, guy with the normal takes. I'm the one with the wacky, zany takes. Okay. That's how you do it? Okay.
I wasn't saying it like that, but I mean,
I'm just messing with you.
But yeah. And then like, you know, outside of the podcast, like you being a DJ, me being a musician, like us coming from those different worlds, you know, and then it all coming together through the podcast is really cool and unique. And then outside of the podcast, like our individual music careers have just grown so much. Like you're doing more and more gigs now. I'm doing more and more gigs. We're both releasing music. It's just really cool to see the growth for real.
Yeah, dude. Absolutely. It's been awesome just to see both of us growing from, you know, a year ago, let alone 3 years ago. So, you can only keep going up from here, right?
Exactly. We're not done. It's just the beginning, to be honest.
And you know, it's going to be we got good events planned when I have Jalen being like, how are we going to do that? I'm like, don't worry, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, I think that was me with the boiler room. I was like, bro, how are we, what venue are we going to?
They're like, yeah, Jalen's like, it's good to see. This is like the yin and yang. It's like you're the very like level head concerned person, and I'm just like, oh, you know, what if we did this? What if we did that? How do we get from to this? You know,
right?
So, you know, but I think every good duo needs that. So, but yeah, like we were saying, we have some really cool events that we're planning right now, but they won't really happen until next year. But in terms of future events going forward, we definitely have another boiler room coming up in October.
Yep.
Halloween weekend. So that one's going to be fun.
It's going to be sick.
Going to be so much fun. Definitely wear a sick costume. And we're working on the lineup, but just know it's going to be fun. That's all I'm going to say.
I don't know. So, yeah, boiler rooms coming up. October will be the next boiler room. We will be taking a break from the podcast at the end of this month. I think we said like
the focus on the creative plannings that we have for next year.
Yeah, so I think we said like the 30th of September would be the last. It would be the season finale. And then we have the boiler room in October, and then we'll be back. I think we said like early November. I have to look at the calendar for the new season, and then finish out the year. And then, dang, bro, there's only 4 months in 2023 left.
Dude, this year has flown by so quickly.
Right. Oh my God. Like, bro,
crazy.
It was summer. It was just, I mean, technically fall doesn't start until September 22nd, but that's 11 days away. So Yeah, it's crazy.
I know, man. It's absolutely insane. But we're not done yet. We still want to accomplish some big things still.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah.
Going to be well known in Charleston, and then we're going to expand throughout, you know, the state, expand throughout the country.
Yes, sir.
Who knows?
I think our one of the main goals that I want to take our podcast to is to like get an invite from the Grammys. Even though we've shat on them for a while and we talked crap, but just one invite would be cool. That's all.
Yeah, it would definitely be sick to show up to the Grammys.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and then like
Recording Academy, like just everything we said, like we didn't mean it. We were just doing it for clickbait.
And then like at the same time, you and I get nominated for a Grammy. Like you in like house music or in me in like R&B or pop or whatever.
Yeah.
And, I mean, well, dude, don't podcast? Get
there. I gotta start working on more music.
Dude, is there like an award show for podcasts?
I don't know, man. There has to be though.
There has to be.
Probably. But yeah. And I mean, in order to keep up with the content, we're definitely gonna need an assistant, dude.
Yes, it's time. It's very much time for that.
Yes. Almost.
The People's Choice Podcast Awards. So that's for a podcast.
Yeah, nominate us.
What more awards given annually to the best podcast as voted by the general public? So there you go.
Sweet. There you go.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so thank y'all to the fans, supporters of the Just Music Podcast for always tuning in, for sticking with us 3 years and counting. We got a lot of cool stuff coming, and we can't wait to just share with y'all and continue bringing artists, people involved in music on the show, continue doing events, and just having fun. Yeah, so follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Just Music Podcast. That's JUS Music Podcast. We will keep y'all up to date with events we have coming up. Listen to Marco's music. He's got mashups all on SoundCloud. Go stream my music. I put out my beat tape on September 1st, doing well. We're both going to be releasing more music soon. We actually need to do we'll talk about that later, but we should do sorts. And then, I don't think I'm missing anything.
Mark your calendars for October 27th. That's the next Boiler Room we're doing. Cool. Lineup TBA to be announced. And all I got.
All right. Thank y'all so much. Stay tuned.
Later.